This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Scott Howell.
Hello, neighbors of Cleveland and Chattanooga. Welcome to another edition of the Good Neighbor Podcast, brought to you by the Friends and Neighbors Group of Tennessee. My name is Scott Howell, and I'm your host. Joining me today is our good neighbor, John Lakamp at John Lakamp Agency State Farm. Welcome, John. Thank you for being our special guest today on the Good Neighbor Podcast.
Hey, Scott. Well, thank you. I appreciate you having me on today and just give me an opportunity to talk a little bit about what we do.
Well, my pleasure. We're glad to have you. And like you said, that's why we're here, is to talk about you and your agency and what you do and everything. So before we get into the business part of it, would you like to share anything with us about yourself and your family?
Yeah. So I've actually lived in East Tennessee now for going on 10 plus years. I'm originally from Ohio and moved around a bunch. I actually worked in professional sports for a bunch of years. And the one thing that's consistent with professional sports, if you're moving up, you're moving on to a different city, to a different area. So I've at one point moved 13 times in 3 years. So I've moved around a bunch, but I'm really excited about East Tennessee. I've called it home, like I said, for at least 10 plus years and really enjoying what we can do. My son and I live in Cleveland. So we really enjoy the East Tennessee area.
Oh, yeah. It's a beautiful area up there,
beautiful.
Too.
Yeah, beautiful. Oh, beautiful. Yeah,
you're 20. Over Ocoee, yeah, 20 and Benton over there.
Boy, yeah, I was about to say, I'm sorry, I keep on interrupting you. 20 minutes from the mountains and some of Great Lakes and hiking and everything else. We try to take advantage of that most we can.
Absolutely. No interrupting. No, don't worry about that. So tell us about your business. So what can you share with us about what you do and who you are?
Sure. Well, at State Farm, as I mentioned, I worked in professional sports years ago, and I've always had a central theme of trying to kind of help people. And in professional sports, you're like, really? What? But with some of the things that we've done, I saw a transfer in what we can do with insurance for sure, in taking a great company like State Farm and trying to do it even a little bit different, putting my own mark on what we do differently than what maybe even other State Farm agencies do. But State Farm does it so much better than everybody else. As I like to say, we've been the number one home and auto insurance company for 82 straight years. Now we're going into our 103rd year. So 82 for 103 isn't bad record to have. I'm just really excited and proud to be able to keep on that legacy in the East Tennessee area.
All right. Well, tell us about how you got into the business.
You know,
how did you choose insurance?
Yeah. Well, you know, as I mentioned, I worked in professional sports, took a little bit of a sidestep because I was down in New Orleans when Hurricane Katrina hit. And really, that was kind of a life-changing moment for me because I knew I wanted to do something a little bit different. I saw some friends starting to kind of change and evolve within the sports industry. So I went, moved back down to Florida, got my MBA at the University of South Florida, and at first moved to Nashville working in healthcare. But healthcare 10, 15 years ago was kind of a tumultuous industry to get into because a lot of mergers and acquisitions. And I kept on finding myself on the wrong side of some of those mergers and acquisitions. During one day, I went down to my State Farm office to make a payment and ran into the agent at the time. And a gentleman in out of Etowah, Tennessee. And he had mentioned something about agency and saying, you know, hey, I've been doing this for 40 plus years. This is something you should really look into possibly if you like helping people. From his parking lot, I called a number that he gave me to a regional leader, started doing a series of some interviews. And about 7 months later, I was approved to be a agent in down in Chattanooga. So was excited about that because that's kind of a fast track. We moved quickly on it. But it allowed me to stay in a position where we could really show people the State Farm difference and what we do differently from many other insurance companies. And there's definitely some things that we do differently that I'm sure we'll get into here in a little bit.
Well, tell us about any myths or misconceptions that people might hear about what you do.
Sure. No, I actually do a on my Instagram feed and on my Facebook page, we'll actually do a series of myths, kind of blowing some things up, some misconceptions that everyone has. And I think the biggest one that I can, you know, without going into all 50, 60 of them, is the biggest one is that all insurance companies are the same. You know, as I alluded to, and I think some people probably get tired of hearing me say it, but you know, when you've been the number one company for 82 out of the last 102 years, going on 103 years, you're doing something right and you're doing something different than other companies. And I think other companies have done a really good job of saying, hey, they're all the same. You know, what's the big deal? the biggest factor that's really the only differentiator is price. As I've always been taught, you get what you pay for. And when you go for bargain basement, you know, bottom of the barrel kind of pricing, lowest price available, you're getting something less. And it's our job at my agency for my team and I to really help you understand what are the differences, because they're not always so obvious to everybody. But literally, what are those differences? Why have we been able to hold that number one spot for 82 straight years? And there's definitely some reasons that we get into, whether it's homeowners insurance, auto insurance. There's a variety of things that really make us difference. We just enjoy educating people on those points and just letting them know what are those differences so then they can make the most informed decision about their insurance.
That's very heartfelt. I can tell when you spoke, I could feel your passion.
Well, I hear that every so often. And I think, you know, one of the things that really, as I mentioned earlier, when I was down in New Orleans, you know, I was there when Hurricane Katrina hit. I was working for the New Orleans Hornets at the time and was in charge of kind of their ticketing. And we had to pick up and move that team from New Orleans to Oklahoma City. I had a pretty vital role in going through and working with the league office in finding, helping find a different city that we could play the next season in for that upcoming season. Worked with them to kind of, from a ticketing perspective, what's the best arena configuration, and worked on coming up with pricing models and so forth. But as you went through that experience, you realized the one theme that, and the one central piece that really made things easy was my State Farm agent. They really were there kind of saying, hey, when you move from Florida to New Orleans, what do we need to do? When we're, you know, temporarily moving from New Orleans to Oklahoma City, what do we need to do? And they're there to hold your hand the whole time and just making sure that you're doing things the right way, because not everyone realizes and knows all the details, and they're looking for someone that can just kind of remind them and help remind them on just a few of the things, or educate them on something new. And I think that's why I've always just tried to take what other State Farm agents in the past have done to help me and kind of really just bring that to what we do in Chattanooga.
Okay. Well, let's step outside of the business for a moment and talk about John and your family. What do you do for fun when you're not working on your business? I know you said you like to go to the mountains.
Yeah. Well, I have a 12-year-old son. We like to get out and do some things, you know, whether it's Sunset Rock, we've gone to more than a few times and just kind of get out. We have a little Labradoodle dog. Of course, we're one of the Labradoodle people, but we got a dog and we like to just get out, get her out, do some things. You know, my son's into sports. He enjoys playing football. He's played basketball in the past. So, you know, that always keeps us busy. You know, I also enjoy when I am at home cooking a little bit too, you know, just, that's just kind of a cathartic way for me to sit there and kind of just focus in on something that I really have a passion for. Just enjoy doing that and cooking for myself and for others. I even had friends in college kind of say, hey, you need to open up a restaurant. I said, no way. Not going to do that. I've worked to say in the restaurant industry would be wrong. I mean, it was more, you know, fast food kind of jobs and so forth, but I know the hard trouble it is, and wouldn't want everyone criticizing what I'm cooking too. So, you know, I end up throwing a few more spices and so a few things in there. So it's probably not everyone's cup of tea, but I enjoy cooking for others, cooking for myself, cooking for my son for sure. And so if we're not cooking something around the house, we're also getting out and trying to enjoy everything that East Tennessee offers to us.
I like to be around people that enjoy cooking because I like to eat.
Oh yeah. If you can't tell, I enjoy it too. There's no doubt about it.
Well, getting a little bit even more personal, can you describe one hardship or life challenge that you've faced and you rose above and can now say, you know, because of that challenge, you're better or stronger for it?
Yeah. Well, I mentioned it earlier. Hurricane Katrina was difficult for thousands and thousands of people. You know, obviously, I'd lived down in Miami for a bunch of years, had gone through hurricane warnings in the past. I thought it was ironic, though, that the two bigger storms that really hit closer to where I was living were both in New Orleans. There was one earlier that summer, I think in June in New Orleans, that kind of woke me up one night. But obviously, Katrina was such a life-changing thing because over the course of a Sunday, I had to pack up. And because I had kind of been faked out by so many hurricane warnings in the past, I was like, oh, come on, hurricane, shmurricane, you know, come on. And all of a sudden it's evacuate the city and seeing all those things firsthand and seeing the pain that so many people went through firsthand. It was a difficult thing. And then you're away from that city for 5 or 6 weeks before you try to get back down. But even as that started to happen, another hurricane came through. So I didn't get back down to New Orleans till December that year to really pack up all my stuff. And yet we moved temporarily out to Oklahoma City because we were going to play the next season out in Oklahoma City. And just long days, long nights. I mean, professional sports is a lot about that. Insurance is about that, you know. So when the tornado hit in 2020 in Chattanooga, you know, it was just, hey, let's drop everything. We got to pour into our customers and find out where they are, you know, and cell phone towers weren't down. Same thing like, you know, with Katrina, you know, it's a lot of times just getting creative on just trying to how to connect with people and be that good neighbor to meet them where they need to be met. And, you know, at the end of the day, it was challenging to get through with the police in Chattanooga at first because there was so much looting and so forth going on. So we had to come up with some creative ways to get back into the neighborhoods and meet with people. But, you know, the day's not over till I say it is in my mind. I don't, that's not always for my staff 100%, but for me, you know, I know that first night I stayed out till about 11:30, 12 o'clock midnight, just trying to meet with some people, just trying to get into the areas and then just continuing that for 4 or 5 weeks until cell phone service was restored. And I don't know, those experiences, they don't, they change you a little bit. And I think for the better, because, you know, I also got to see firsthand what State Farm does so differently. In the reinforcements that we bring in as a company to help support us in what we do to, as we say, help people recover from the unexpected. It's the another one of the big reasons why we're number one. When you see us come in with when a tornado happens, I'll tell you what, it's there's no stone left unturned. We do it full force and in the right way. And people, when they come out of it on the other end, they know that we've got their backs.
Absolutely. Well, I can tell you're very passionate and you have a strong belief in not only what you do, but who you do it for.
Sure.
And, but if there was one thing that you could shout from the rooftop to all our listeners out there about who you are, what you do, what would it be?
Yeah. I think it's that adage that I mentioned a little earlier about, you know, I think everyone falls into this, you know, hey, price is the only differentiator. You know, when we see people that have these significant $100 a year, $1,000 a year difference in prices, they kind of look and they'll say, well, I've got to go in this direction. Why would this is a good deal. Do you realize what you're getting? Do you really understand? Is it all full replacement cost? Are there high deductibles? Are there multiple deductibles on your policy? We keep it pretty simplified at State Farm. I really wish the industry as a whole would go to a more what the mortgage industry's done in having kind of one uniform form that everyone could see to see, hey, am I not getting full replacement cost? You know, am I paying hundreds of dollars less to see what those differences are? Because I go back, a company doesn't stay the number one company for 82 straight years by not taking care of people and not putting people first. We don't do that at the lowest price always. It's not always the most expensive, but it's sure as heck not the bargain basement lowest. And that shouldn't be the only way you look and evaluate your insurance company. Find out all the coverages, take a little bit of time, find somebody that has the patience to explain it. That's what we try to do at my agency.
Yeah, being an informed shopper.
Being a good shopper and as an agent, being a good neighbor. I mean, that's our expression, right? And that's why at first when I first heard about you guys, I was like, wait, is this a State Farm affiliated thing? You know, the Good Neighbor podcast. Well, I had to jump all over it for sure.
Yeah, we're strictly independent, but We appreciate having somebody like State Farm on the program. That's for sure.
Absolutely. Well,
how can our listeners learn more about you or contact or even stop by and visit you?
Sure. Well, our offices are down on East Brainerd Road, a little bit past the two car washes on East Brainerd Road, about a mile or so past Gun Barrel on East Brainerd. But, you know, if you're just looking for a quick quote, if you go to johnlakampinsurance.com, it's my what I call microsite. It's a State Farm branded site that's just for us. We've got all of our contact information, our telephone number where you can reach out via text or email to us. But the process starts there and just getting a quote and comparing and taking some time, you know, 15, 20 minutes just to understand, hey, price is not the only thing. There aren't just good deals in insurance. If the deal is too good, it's because you're giving up a lot of coverages you don't realize. If you want someone that's going to hold your hand and help educate you through the process, stop by johnlakampinsurance.com. And that's the first step in getting that process started.
And John, just because I've already seen the spelling of your name, would you care to spell that out for people so they don't get it wrong?
Yeah, no, I appreciate it, Scott. My last name is pronounced Lakamp. It's spelled L-A-K-A-M-P. but it's pronounced like it's L-A-Y-C-A-M-P. So John Laykamp, L-A-K-A-M-P, insurance.com. That's a great first place. And if you want to call us, if you're not an online person, you don't like all the digital stuff, hey, call us at 423-894-5568. That's our office number. Myself or my team is more than willing to reach out and really have those good conversations with you.
And John Laykamp, John is also J-O-N, is that correct?
J-O-N, yeah. Thanks, Scott. Yeah, John, J-O-N. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I just want everybody to be able to find you when they go on the internet. Yeah, if you go to John Laykamp, they know how to spell it that way.
Yeah. I get a little J-O-H-N's and J-O-N. Right. Short for John.
All right. Well, it's been our pleasure to have you on the program today. I've enjoyed meeting you and learning more about what you do.
Oh, Scott, I appreciate it. Thank you so much. I really, like I said, when I heard Good Neighbor, I was just like, this is a no-brainer. And at the end of the day, it's being that resource for people so we can, you know, get an honest opinion. I think that's the other big thing. You know, the university I went to for my undergraduate work, we had an honor code. And we always, for every paper, everything you had to turn in, you had to sign an honor code. And it goes back to kind of the West Point honor code. So honor and respect and making sure that you're upfront and honest with everybody is huge. Always been a big thing in my life. It's been something throughout college. And that's one of the other big things that we always try to give people an honest opinion and ask good questions so people know they're getting the best coverages out there.
Well, and one thing I know for sure, every consumer out there appreciates a business person that has honesty and integrity. That's for sure.
Yeah. Well, as I always say, if price is going to be your only thing, we may not be your agency. I'll shake your hand and say, I wish you the best and we'll come back, because prices go up and go down within the industry. But at the end of the day, when people really sit down and understand what they get and what the value they're getting for what they're paying, that's why we continue to keep that number one spot as well. We not only do we take care of people, we provide the best value for sure.
Thank you, John. Appreciate you.
Thanks, Scott. Appreciate it. Take care.
My pleasure. And to all you good neighbors of the Cleveland and the Chattanooga area, after meeting John and learning more about his agency, we hope you'll take a moment to consider all he has to offer. And remember him when you need or want the products or services that he provides. Before ending this episode, I would like to thank you all for taking the time out of your busy day to visit us at the Good Neighbor Podcast. Always remember to support the locally owned and operated businesses in Cleveland and the greater Chattanooga area. This is Scott Howell with the Friends and Neighbors Group. Everyone go out and make this a remarkable day.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpcleveland.com. That's gnpcleveland.com. Or call 423-380-1984.